Guest in studio, Roxy Kratzel, candidate for District 15. Welcome. Nice to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, there may be some people out there. I already know who you are. Carla maybe has an idea. But
I have an idea, yeah.
Yeah, let our listeners know. Give them a little background on yourself.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me this morning.
Yeah.
So I graduated from Fremont High in 1985. So I have been stomping the streets of Fremont for quite a few years now. My father moved here in about 1970, so I've always made my way between Lexington and Fremont for most of my life. So been happy and blessed to call Fremont home for a long time. I have four wonderful children that we raised here in Fremont on our family farm. My oldest, Colby, lives in Lincoln and works for Nebraska Department of Economic Development. And my son, Riley, is a full-time firefighter and paramedic for Fremont Fire and also works on our family farm. So we keep him really busy.
Oh, yeah.
He's out of trouble.
Yeah.
My daughter, Katie, works for DHHS. And then our youngest son, Blake, gets the privilege of managing our small town business downtown Fremont. So
good deal. Good deal. Why are you running?
Why am I running? You know, it has been such a great opportunity for me to throw my hat in. And I really decided to run just because of some of the restraints that I was seeing on businesses, the challenges that we're facing on a day-to-day basis that I feel are restraining businesses, holding them back from growth. And I think by removing some of those barriers from our Nebraska businesses will also increase a better workforce, more economic development for all Nebraskans. You know, lowering those costs to businesses and making mm-hmm. business easier will make that dollar go longer for every consumer. If we can keep costs down in businesses and not have to pay those high prices at the grocery store and for food, going out to eat and
right.
entertainment, you'll see more of those dollars generated.
Yeah.
So that's what really got me involved and decided wanting to run. Chris.
Okay, good. Good deal. And I know you've been involved with the Republican Party for quite a while, actually, haven't you?
I have. So I think I took over Dodge County GOP chair back in, I want to say 2012. Been active ever since. So served on the Nebraska GOP executive board for quite a few years. Been involved in lots of campaigns, obviously. So this is kind of a whole nother side to me, being the candidate
being
for
the
a change.
Candidate.
And so I have a new foundation and appreciation for what all those candidates actually went through. You know, it's kind of easy for us to go knock on doors for a candidate, but to go out there and put yourself out there every day, it's kind of a challenge. So,
yeah.
I've had several appointments by previous governors, serving on our judicial committees, our judicial review committee. I serve on our BID board here in Fremont. Nebraska Collection Licensing Board. I should throw out, I do work for Credit Bureau. It's my full-time
right,
gig. And
right.
Luckily I've had that job since, for 34 years now. And so it gives me the opportunity to represent over 500 businesses in Nebraska. And so that's really what got me involved in politics as many years ago as it did, is all of the challenges that we face both on federal and state, all the regulations that we have to stay up on and work through every day. And, so going to D.C. has always been kind of my fun spot, and going to spend the day at the Capitol for, our association. It's always been what I called fun, which kind of some people think is crazy, but
and I think once you're into the party a little bit, you get a little better feel for maybe the way things work.
Right, you truly do. And I think great example is I worked with your wonderful wife, Senator Walz,
yeah,
on many bills over the years. She was kind enough to introduce some legislation for us. She might be, registered Democrat, I'm registered Republican, but it shows that we can all work together. And that is what's important, working with each other. You know, I know there's a lot of things going on with the fire station that Senator Walz just, you know, worked through. Obviously, my son being a firefighter, very important to me as well. You know, those are the things that I want to continue us to grow on. And mm-hmm. those relationships should always be had in Nebraska to make us great.
Yeah. Obviously, you've been walking some doors.
Have.
So a lot of times you don't always hear what the main topic is, but many times you do. What is the main or one of the things that comes up first when you're talking to people at doors?
You know, of course, taxes. You know, the $1 million question, everybody wants to talk about taxes, right? You know, taxes are schools. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have been so fortunate. A lot of Fremonters know me. You know, I've been around. I have... you know, been involved in so many different, you know, chamber diplomat for 20 some years, chamber board, Rebuild Together. I was on that board, low income right. ministry. And so I feel like I have a good touch and feel for kind of lots of different areas that affect District 15. And so it's when I'm at the doors, we've talked about all kinds of things from mm-hmm. downtown business, our growth of Fremont. But, you know, not a lot of concerns. It's more just welcoming to the trail. And so I think it'll be good. My son, all my children went out and campaigned with me. And so, but my oldest son, who's with the Department of Economic Development, I said, he's kind of more popular than I've been. You know, when we've done some fundraisers, everybody wants to know what he's doing and what's going on there. So, you know, it's a very valuable department for Nebraska. Mm-hmm. You know, they offer so many grants, so many opportunities for growth for us.
Yeah, yeah. Economic development, definitely a big part of that. That's for sure. We're talking with Roxy Krotzel, candidate for District 15 in the Nebraska legislature. My wife, a woman, you being a woman down in the legislature, do you think that makes much difference or not?
No, I don't think so at all.
I don't think so either. I think it's, like you said, you definitely have to listen to both sides of each issue, don't you?
Absolutely. You know, I have always welcomed that. So we were kind of laughing out in the lobby here. I am the one and only Republican in my family. My family back in Lexington, they were all registered Democrats. So I've always been used to healthy debate. And, you know, so I just look forward to that. You know,
yeah.
I think good debate comes out good decisions, and you know, we can work through, I think, anything by talking through it.
Yeah. If someone wants information on your campaign, how do they find that?
A couple of different things. I have obviously my website is RoxyForNebraska.com, Facebook page Roxy for Nebraska or Roxy Krotzel for Nebraska, and you know, we are out and about. We are doing some more door knocking this weekend, so I'm sure I'll be seeing a lot of people. And tonight we're having a big event over at the LA Fireproof Door Company from 5 to 7. So I welcome anybody that would like to come out and just meet me and talk about some issues. I welcome all.
Definitely. Well, thank you for coming in this morning. Appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Roxy Krotzel, a candidate for District 15 for the Nebraska Legislature, with us this morning.